WTW News time is 8:04. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Just a word of caution, if you are in the 2818 in Luther area, there is an accident. It's by the Poultry Center south of George Bush. The northbound lane has been shut down to just one lane, so do exercise caution if you are driving in that area. A reminder for property taxpayers that today is the last day to pay the full bill if you didn't take advantage of partial payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says if you need to go into the office, be prepared to wait.
Parking is always challenging down here in downtown Bryan, so people need to plan a little extra time. It's not necessarily going to be an easy in, easy out situation.
Rose suggests using the county's online payment service, which includes a processing fee, but she discourages using your financial institution's website.
Because that is still a mailed-in physical check, and we've had several people caught and having to pay penalty and interest because of that.
Another option is to use the drop-off box outside their building in downtown Bryan. The intersection of University and Spring Loop was closed for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon when a City of Bryan truck overturned. Jenny Kioski with the city says the driver is okay.
It was a City of Bryan Water Services truck, and it was actually making a left turn from Spring Loop east onto University Drive and overturned right there at the intersection.
Crews from the cities of Bryan and College Station loaded an estimated 10 tons of treated sewage into a dump truck and proceeded to its original destination, a nearby compost facility. No other vehicles were involved. A proposed private landfill west of College Station remains on hold. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality unanimously voted yesterday to send the applicant and opponents to a judge and to mediation. Commissioner Chairman Brian Shaw of Elgin says landfill opponents were eligible to have a contested case hearing, which could take up to 9 months to complete.
The record, it's pretty clear that effectiveness has been established, and so the real issue, I think, is what of those issues are appropriate to forward, and I think there's likely about nine different issues by my count that could be included, and some of those are variations. For example, on the issue one, I think certainly the dust component of that is relevant material.
More than 160 property owners have organized to fight adding a landfill to the Brazos Valley recycling operation off FM 60 west of Highway 47. A year and a half ago, BVR filed its original application to deposit construction and demolition debris. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. There continues to be talk about last week's decision by the Bryan City Council to study the future of the municipal golf course. Mayor Jason Bayinski says voters decided in November of 2011 to keep the property as a green space, not as an 18-hole course.
If we're going to spend $1 million, $2 million on improvements and compete with other golf courses in the area, we've got A&M, if you haven't seen, they're redesigning and redoing their whole course. They're going to be tough competition in a year, and our numbers are still down. Imagine what they're going to be like a year from now. So the citizens are going to have to decide if we want to keep subsidizing at a $300,000-$500,000 a year rate, if there could be some other use before we spend that kind of money, and we'll figure out the best means to do it.
The council called on the Parks and Recreation Board to weigh options. And a star running back for A&M 25 years ago is accused of an armed robbery and shooting in a Dallas suburb. The Dallas Morning News reports Darren Lewis is accused of a convenience store robbery early yesterday morning in Duncanville. Police say a store clerk was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over the money. The 44-year-old Lewis played for the Aggies from 1987 through 90 and was an All-America selection in his senior year. After A&M, Lewis played two seasons in the NFL. And Congressman Bill Flores says he believes the Senate is headed in the right direction on immigration reform.
Once we get that off the table, we can start talking about economic opportunity for all, particularly for Hispanics. Under the president's economic policy, we've got 2 million more Hispanics living in poverty than we did 4 years ago. That's not fair. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to our economy. That's not fair to the other taxpayers who are paying the load for those people while they're on their public assistance programs. Let's put them to work and make taxpayers out of them. If we do that, we'll make Republicans out of them at the same time.
Flores says President Obama's address on immigration reform was a speech which lacked substance and failed to address border security. He says instead it included social issues like a same-sex stipulation that might make it harder to accomplish reform. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up to the fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
8:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure is sitting across the state of Texas this morning. It's going to be responsible for another nice day, though we are off to another cool start. We'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures will climb up to about 65 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low very close to 40 degrees. Tomorrow it's mostly sunny, highs near 65. We'll see some passing cloudiness tomorrow night near 50, and then it becomes partly sunny on Saturday with a high close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. It's Thursday. How many days have we played Jethro trivia this week? I don't even remember.
Three or four.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Anyway, Marilyn Strada's here this morning. Anyway, when she walks in, we definitely need to play Jethro trivia. And you brought a guest with you, didn't you?
I did. I brought Marty Cangelosi.
This is a guy who's seen the inside of more people's houses in Brazos County than anybody we know, right?
Yes, but we don't want to say why he was there.
Yeah, no, 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 no. It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's all right.
I refuse to comment on the grounds it may incriminate
him. Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, no, he came in and visited my dogs not too long ago. But anyway, how you doing, Marty?
I'm doing great.
All right, excellent. Well, you know, and of course, what happened actually was the whole idea is Marilyn didn't want to come and play Jethro trivia all by herself. In fact, you made the request. You said, Marty can do this, but he's got to play Jethro trivia right along with it, right?
That's right.
All right, so that's fair. Do you know what Jethro trivia is, Marty? You got any idea?
I don't, but I probably...
You'll do fine. Yeah, okay. You'll do fine.
Right.
Jethro trivia is our oddly little informative quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. He goes, oh, yeah, I know that. Okay. So here's what will happen is, Marty, since you're the first-time guest, we'll let you answer last. It's multiple choice. Kevin, you'll answer first, okay? Then Kat, you'll be next. Marilyn, you'll be third, and then Marty. A man in Pensacola, Florida was arrested this week after robbing a series of what? Is it A, Wells Fargo banks, B, Waffle House restaurants, C, Whole Food grocery stores, or D, Wonder Bread factories? Again, a man in Pensacola, Florida, that's a clue, was arrested this week after robbing a series of what? A, Wells Fargo banks, B, Waffle House restaurants, C, Whole Food grocery stores, or D, Wonder Bread factories. Kevin.
Well, sir, I'm going to have to go, I reckon, with the Waffle House.
The Waffle House. Kat.
Waffle House just makes me laugh. I'm going to have to go with B also.
It does. Okay. Marilyn?
I love Waffle House.
Okay. All right. And so you going to make it unanimous, Marty?
No, I'm going to go with Wonder Bread Factory.
All right, there you go. Okay, well, you don't win, and it's good there are no prizes. The 22-year-old has robbed three Waffle House restaurants, which I love. It's in an apparent effort to pay off his girlfriend's probation costs. All three restaurants.
Well, he's doing it out of love.
He is. All three restaurants were on the same highway.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night.
Jim Gaffigan.
Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up! Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. You've been to a Waffle House. I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international.
There you go. Jim Gaffigan on Waffle House. Mary Lynn, you need to talk to the development people in Bryan. Now that Bryan College Station is a member of the SEC, we may be the only SEC city without a Waffle House.
I think we need to get right on
that. That needs to be rectified quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we need to do that. All right, so anyway, now that we got that out of the way, what brings you in here this morning?
Well, next week is the annual, well, the biannual trip of the Chamber of Commerce to visit with the state legislature in Austin. They're in session, as you know, and Marty and I co-chair the Chamber Legislative Committee. So I asked him to come in with me today. We thought we'd just tell you a little bit about what our focus is going to be next week and how this it's important that the cities and the governmental entities and business cooperate on this, because we both have to be healthy to have a healthy community here.
Sure, absolutely. Marty, again, thanks for coming in this morning. How many years you been doing this?
Oh, let me think. Probably about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and this year is going to be different because we used to have the chairman of Senate Finance. We don't anymore. We have a new state senator. And basically, I call John Rainey a redshirt freshman, but we've got two freshman legislators. So how is that going to be different from a focus standpoint for y'all?
Well, it's not going to be that much different. We're still going to be focused on the things that we're going to bring to Austin. They're going to be well versed in what they need to know. So I think from that standpoint, we're still going to do our standard.
Now, you break up in teams. Is that how you do it?
We do. We're going to have about 40 to 50 participants. We'll break up in 16 teams of about 2 to 3 people.
Now, each of them have talking points
We have a nice, slick brochure that we pass out. So we've got about 181 meetings or appointments scheduled or possibly scheduled to visit. Yeah.
How often do you get in front of the representative themselves? Or sometimes maybe it's better to be in front of staff.
Not too often with the rep. If we can, we try to do that. But most of the time it's with their aide. And we'll sit down probably 15 minutes or so and discuss with real brief bullet points what we're trying to get across.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And basically, what is the story that we do try to – I mean, this legislature apparently has a little bit of money that they didn't have 2 years ago, but are there some things that you're really going to speak to them about?
There are. One of the areas, of course, it will be health care. In that sense, there's a shortages of healthcare professionals. In that regard, we're going to preach to them about prioritizing the funding for that particular need. And another area would be public education and also higher education are other two areas we're going to speak to them about.
Marilyn, how did you pretty much decide what these talking points were going to be?
Well, we do survey the members of the chamber, and we ask them what their priorities are. We do this before we develop the state plan. We do it before we develop the federal plan. What are the key issues that are making it hard for businesses to be profitable? And we try to address those. Then we also have to address things. For example, he mentioned public education. Well, one of our main points that we're going over there about this year that we're going to talk about is school finance reform and the need to redo completely the way that public schools are financed in Texas. There's a lot of inequities. We're not getting the money we need to educate these children. It's just the system is broken. And, as we know, they cut $5.4 billion out of public education last session, and now they seem to have the surplus, so we think it's important that that go back. If we can't educate our children, we're not going to have a qualified workforce later. So that is important to the business community. So that is why that's one of our key things we're going over.
Well, and Brazos County is a perfect example because we have school districts who are on either side of that funding issue. And I think the schools have worked within the system as well as they possibly can to really help one another out. And some of the ways that works and sometimes it doesn't. And it looks like constitutional amendment, whatever it needs to be. I thought it's interesting that the governor did not really mention that in his State of the State this week.
It's very interesting. So we're going to try to, hammer that home as much as we can on behalf of this community and our school districts here. Of course, higher education is so important to us here in this community with Texas A&M and Blinn. So we will carry that banner as well. We always do because they are so critical to the economic climate here in addition to, educating these folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be important that we're going to talk about this week.
If people want to become a part of the legislative body that goes or the group that goes over to Austin or then goes to D.C., how do they go about that?
How do they do that?
Yeah.
Well,
probably got to go to the chamber and become got to be a member of the chamber first, right? Start there, and then at that point, maybe I guess express some interest in doing that.
Some interest. You can join us in our monthly legislative affairs committee meetings and just participate. And everybody's welcome.
And we do have a mandatory meeting before we go over to make sure everybody's well versed on. We have team leaders, and we'll break into teams. The teams will practice before we go. We're going to know what we have to say. We have talking points that we go over, and so we make sure that the delegation that goes is well versed in the issues that we're going to be talking about.
And no secret, this isn't the only group that does that. That's what legislators spend a lot of time doing, is listening as much as anything else. Anything else we didn't cover on it?
One thing I do want to mention, I do want to thank our sponsors, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
We have a reception at the Driscoll Hotel. That Tuesday evening we arrive, and we do have some sponsors that stepped up to help us there. Cities of Bryan and College Station, the Research Valley Partnership, Texas A&M University, Texas Commercial Waste, and Verizon. And then the next morning we'll get together for a breakfast meeting before we hit the Capitol. And we do have sponsors for that, and that would be Atmos Energy and Bryan, Texas Utility, BTU.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Marilyn Strotter here from the City of Bryan and Marty Cangelosi from the Chamber as they head over to Austin next week. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road, and with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
More people join the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a surge last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 368,000 initial claims, 38,000 more than the previous week. Economists say the overall level of new claims still signals a slowly improving job market. We earned more money last month. Americans' personal incomes jumped more than 2.5% in December. A lot of the extra money went into savings as consumer spending edged up just 0.2 percentage point. A majority of small business owners say social media tools are important when it comes to growing their businesses. LinkedIn ranks highest with owners polled by the Wall Street Journal. Only 3% of the respondents said Twitter had the most potential to help their companies. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of the Thursday session. Hershey put up stronger quarterly numbers this morning. The candy maker's profit improved as it gained market share. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Valentine's Day is coming up. That's not a surprise, right? Again, Valentine's Day is coming up. That's not a surprise. February the 14th. But you really want to win. Here's what you do, guys. Well, gals too. Is have that Valentine gift delivered to the office, to the workplace, right there on Valentine's Day. Aggieland Flowers to the rescue. They can do that for you. This is something they've done before. It's their priority delivery service. They guarantee delivery by 1 o'clock on Valentine's Day. Now, obviously, there are a limited number of slots that are open. It is first come, first serve, and they're all taken up the week before Valentine's, so that's why we're talking about it today, so that you go ahead and get your slot put together. They have specialty roses this year. Now, the roses aren't on the website because there's a limited number of them, but I'll tell you that they are two-toned, and they have color, different shades of a color within the flower. It's really nice looking. They have tropical flowers as well, a limited number. With the roses, they have a cherry rose and a red rose bouquet that just looks beautiful. So go by the shop and have a look at that. Now remember, mom and grandma for Valentine's Day as well. Now if you want to do chocolates, tons of them. Gourmet chocolates, chocolate liqueurs are very popular. They have truffles, always a great gift to add to flowers. And again, a limited number of handmade gourmet chocolates. Go to the website if you want to do that, but best to probably go to the store so you can pick it out in person. Now they're located on the bypass right there by the Harley-Davidson store. And you can give them a call and they'll be glad to walk you through it. But if you want to have the service, the priority delivery on Valentine's Day, you need to get in touch with them. That's Aggieland Flowers. Stop in and see them. They'll do you right this Valentine's Day.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, Coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M on the road last night at Humphrey Coliseum in Starkville, Mississippi, had to go to overtime and won the ball game 55-49. It was tied at the end of regulation at 47 apiece. Aggies outscore Mississippi State 8-2 in that five-minute overtime period. Highlighted throughout the night by a number of great shots, including this one by J. Michael Reese. Shove a pass here to Reese off the hand of Harris. Reese goes inside. He flips it off there. I don't know how that went, but he did. Flipped it up with a left hand and rolled up against the glass and then through the cords. Had 10 points for the night, 8 points for Robertson. Courtney had 12 rebounds, and he had 6 steals, 17 for Harris. He led all scorers in the game, and Elston Turner had 11. The Aggies shot 3 free throws for the night and made all 3 of them, and out-rebounded Mississippi State by a 31-24 margin. The Aggies now will take on Kentucky at Reed coming up on Saturday afternoon, 4:30 broadcast time on this station. 5 o'clock is game time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 828, right ahead of the news. John Rainey joins us from Austin. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you.
Now, let's talk about our first opportunity to talk to you since the governor's State of the State address. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
You know, I think the governor is very good at delivering a very lively speech. I think he's right on about the Texas economy and what we have to offer and bringing in more people and growing our economy. I don't know whether the money's going to be there to give back that he's talking about. That's something that we'll have to determine.
But, were you a little surprised to hear that?
I was. I was a little surprised by that. And I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. If we're overtaxing people, I sure would think we need to stop. But if you listen to school districts and the highway department and all of the things that keep telling us that we need improving, then I don't know whether we are or not. I think we just have to look at it real closely.
You know, one of the things I find, again, sure, fascinating, great idea. It's an attention getter, but being able to disperse those funds in a fair way, we were joking on the show the other day, I don't want some guy who moved here 5 months ago to get my share of the money. I've lived here a while. You know what I mean?
I understand. I tell you what I do believe in very strongly. Chairman Ritter is going to be talking about water and taking $2 billion out of the rainy day fund to begin that project of having a real water program. And I think we may be a little behind on that, but I like the idea of catching up.
Do you think, John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning, suddenly this week immigration has the national spotlight. The Senate came out early in the week with their plan. The president spoke Tuesday about that in Las Vegas. Obviously, we have the largest border. We see the problems on the ground necessarily. Do you think that the view is too far away for Washington to fix this, or where does the state of Texas need to be as far as input on some sort of an immigration policy?
Well, I truly think that the first thing we need to do is secure our border. I personally feel like that if we had a worker program where we identify the people and they come over and they work and they go home, I don't have a problem with that at all, because I know that agricultural and a lot of construction folks need that labor. And so I don't have a problem with any kind of a work program, but I do have a problem with a leaky border. And I think all of us do, mainly because of the drugs and the drug wars that are leaking over into our country.
Yeah, it's causing big problems, really. I mean, the violence is frightening along the border. We're, again, hundreds of miles away from it, but it's a real problem for the people right down there not far from the border.
Well, I guess it was almost a year ago, and I do not recall the man's name, but he spoke to the Republican Club and talked about the dangers of the stuff along the border, particularly in that it was affecting corruption in government even along there.
Wow.
And that every community has a gang that is tied in some way to a drug lord, and that's just frightening to me. And it's not just in Texas. It goes all the way up the country.
Now, we were gonna have committee assignments. Are we there yet? Where's that process?
I think that's going to happen today. That's the big rumor, and I think I kind of visited with the speaker yesterday. He didn't commit. He's pretty good at not doing that.
Right.
But I think he's leaving town shortly after session, so he doesn't have to answer his phone. and I don't know that I blame him.
Oh yeah, that's I understand that. So what? That could be done. The announcement could come out of his office after he's already left town. Is that what your thought?
Well, I laughed. I said, I understand you're going to hand that piece of paper over to the committee clerk, and she's going to start reading it, and that you have your car running.
I'll be out of town before she finishes, right? Well, if that's the case, then I'll tell you here on the air. We'll probably want to be in touch with you again this afternoon if those committee assignments come out, and we'll hope that they do. Obviously, you bring a skill set. Everybody does to Austin, and you hope that you're put on committees where you can add some knowledge and move things forward.
The thing that I've gotten the most excitement from is the bill to try to make A&M and Texas play football every year. And the only thing that's wrong with that bill is that we need to make them play in College Station every year.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think the merchants would like that idea, too. That's for sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, but I will say that, really, the legislature doesn't have any business in that.
Yeah.
We need to let the university figure that out. And sure, they don't need to penalize the school for it.
Yeah.
No, I don't really have anything else. Met with a lot of constituents this week, and I think that's what my job is. Is to meet with constituents. We had a lot of people through Bryan and College Station coming in, and we're going to have a bunch next week when the chamber brings people over on Wednesday.
Yep, just talking about that. John Rainey's talking to us from Austin. We talked to him on Thursdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
You bet, Scott. All right. See you later.
Yep.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An estimated 10 tons of treated sewage spilled into the intersection of University and Spring Loop, shutting down traffic for 2.5 hours yesterday afternoon.
It took crews there, both City of Bryan and City of College Station crews on site, and they had it cleaned up in a matter of about 30 minutes working together. So very fast response.
Jenna Kioski with the City of Bryan says the driver is okay after the truck overturned while making a turn from Spring Loop to University. No other vehicles were involved. Opponents to a proposed private landfill west of College Station raised 13 issues to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The three-member board agreed with 9 during a hearing yesterday in Austin.
I guess be third and say that I think that the as far as the air issues go, I think they are overly broad, but bringing it back down to the idea of treating dust as a nuisance, we do have that authority through the MSW rules, and I do think that there's some language that could get at that.
Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin was part of the unanimous vote sending the application to a judge and to mediation, which could take 9 months to complete. Brazos Valley Recycling applied to add the landfill to their operations in June of 2011. Since then, more than 160 property owners within 2 miles of the site have organized against dumping demolition and construction debris off FM 60 west of Highway 47. On our website at WTAW.com is more information from the State Commission. The normal rush is on for property owners to make their yearly payments by today's deadline. That means long lines and jammed phones at the Brazos County Tax Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says one option is using the drop box on the side of their building in downtown Bryan.
Include your property ID number, your payment stub, something to help us identify your payment, and all of those payments drop directly into a locked safe.
Another option is using the county's online payment service, where you'll need to pay a service fee.
As long as you are paying less than $10,000, and gee, hopefully you are, then the convenience fee is only $5.
Rowe doesn't suggest using your financial institution's website because checks are issued then mailed, potentially missing the deadline. Now a month into the new year with new federal taxes making folks' paychecks a bit lighter, Congressman Bill Flores says he hasn't gotten any feedback about it. Flores feels that temporary tax breaks make for tax increases down the road, so anything done in terms of tax policy needs to be long-term.
If I'm asked in the future to pass a short-term tax break, I'm going to say, no, why don't we just send out a stimulus check to somebody? I mean, it's their money to start with. Just give it to them, but leave the tax rates the same. That way you don't have to deal with the tax increase that comes subsequently. And I think that'd do more economic good than the way the payroll tax reduction worked over the last 2 years.
He also says Governor Rick Perry's proposal of a money-back guarantee for taxpayers mentioned during his State of the State address is worth looking at. Discussion hasn't diminished in the future of Bryan's municipal golf course since the Bryan City Council asked the Parks and Recreation Board for a recommendation. Mayor Jason Bienski knows about a recent unscientific poll in the Eagle where 71% favored keeping the course 18 holes instead of reducing it to 9.
I would like to see that poll that polls the citizens on how many people would like to keep it a golf course or other people would like to use it for other parks and recreation use. I have talked to dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people that said, yes, we did vote to keep it a park and we did vote to keep it a green space, but by no means did we vote to keep it a golf course. That was not on the referendum. It was voted to keep it as a park space.
Bienski says a study is in order before spending millions to improve the course, which has seen diminishing play and will face more competition when A&M completes the rebuilding of its course. And a former Aggie football player is in jail. The Dallas Morning News reports 44-year-old Darren Lewis is accused of an early morning armed robbery and shooting yesterday. A clerk at a convenience store in Duncanville was shot in the thigh after refusing to hand over an undisclosed amount of money. Lewis played two seasons in the NFL after an Aggie career where he rushed for more than 5,200 yards between 1987 and 1990. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
There you go. It's 4:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure and sunshine, they go hand in hand today. Temperatures will be up to about 65. We have clear weather forecasts for tonight. Overnight lows are going to be around 40. Tomorrow also looks like a good day. Sunshine through much of it, highs near 65. As somewhat warmer weather moves into the region tomorrow night, it'll be accompanied by some cloudiness. Lows will be near 50. Those clouds will give way to partial sunshine during the day Saturday, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, in news, it's really important that everybody wants to know. Randy Travis is scheduled to appear in a North Texas court where prosecutors say he's expected to plead guilty to driving while intoxicated.
And naked.
Well, I don't think he's being, I don't know if he's
this
pleading guilty to being naked. Well, I don't know. Well, it's happened more than once. Are you sure?
This is the time in August.
All right. Okay. Hearing in the state district court in Sherman would end a drunken driving case that began, last summer when Travis was accused of crashing his car while driving naked. Grayson County District Attorney Joe Brown.
That's illegal in Sag Harbor.
Is it?
It's illegal to drive naked in Sag
probably,
Harbor.
It's probably illegal to drive naked in a lot of places.
This is the only one specifically listed.
Oh, why? Where? So where is Sag Harbor?
New York.
Oh, okay.
I pulled it up. 7 ridiculous real traffic laws.
Oh, okay. We'll do
it
that
is,
in a second.
It is illegal to drive naked.
The misdemeanor is punishable by up to 2 years in jail and a $4,000 fine. So we'll see what happens. They're thinking he'll get probation. What else for driving?
What else is illegal?
Yeah.
Strange illegals?
Yeah.
If you get convicted in New Jersey of driving while intoxicated, you can never have a vanity license plate.
Is that right? Yep.
That's impressive.
All right.
You can't ride a camel in Nevada on a highway.
Okay.
It's illegal to drive barefoot in Alabama.
See, and I...
Well, isn't it illegal in Texas,
too? No,
no, When I was in driver's ed...
No, it's not. It's a myth.
Really?
That is a myth.
I didn't have a very quality driver's ed teacher.
You got, look, as long as you pass, that's all that matters.
It's a fact.
The idea, what my driver's ed teacher told me was, that was so that they got that rule out so that kids couldn't hop in daddy's truck and drive off when they were barefoot. Okay? They made sure that the daddies told the kids that it was illegal. You didn't have to have your shoes on to drive.
Yeah, I thought that was dumb.
Yeah. I mean, go down to the beach. I guarantee you if that were the case, there'd be people breaking laws.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better because I've been feeling guilty all the time. If I'm wearing high heels, it hurts. And you can't get the right leverage, so I always take my shoes off when I'm driving.
If you're wearing stockings, then it's not barefoot. See?
Oh. I always wear stockings with my high heels.
There you go.
It's illegal to drive with a gorilla in your back seat in Massachusetts.
A real one or a stuffed one?
It says gorilla.
Are you bringing that up because today, according to Mad Magazine, is Gorilla Suit Day?
No.
That's what's all over Peace 107 this morning.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Brian came into the newsroom and put a gorilla mask on me and took my picture.
I didn't know that Mad Magazine had specific days for things.
Yeah. I didn't know there was still a Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Well, he just said when he was a kid and he got it at the last day of January is always
Hello.
Gorilla Suit Day.
Hey, Scott, I think they had that rule when you're in driver's ed because it's kind of hard to put spurs on barefooted for your horse, isn't it?
Good point. Thank you. Good point.
And last but not least, it's illegal to wipe your car with used underwear in San Francisco.
Good.
Oh, if that's all that's illegal in San Francisco, I'd be amazed. But anyway, well, there you go. It may be almost illegal in San Francisco. All right, now let's say that you got a dog, and let's say that you walk that dog, and you know, do you do your doggy duty if your doggy does duty? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, because I hate people that don't.
Okay, well.
Andy got a brand new pooper scooper yesterday.
Did he?
He did.
How's that work for you?
It's not often your co-host goes, here, I can't use this. You own it?
Oh, really?
And hands you a pooper scooper.
Why couldn't you use it, Kat?
Because the holes are too big for Kat Dookie.
Okay.
Hey, my mom asked me to buy her a scooper at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. There was that one, and then there was a $5 one. So I bought that one, took it to her, and she was like, Catherine, the holes are too big. So then I said, well.
There you were trying to go upscale on the pooper scooper. Wow, that'll teach you. Wow.
Anyway, so I continue.
See, one more reason not to own cats. I'm just saying.
No,
I'm gonna get. I'm not done with cats yet this morning, but still.
Pass the aspirin.
Yeah. Okay. Doggy do is apparently enough of a problem in some apartment complexes that DNA is needed.
Huh.
You're kidding me.
The North Side at Legacy apartment complex in Plano is going to poop print to keep the residents' dog's DNA on file. You move in, you got to bring in a sample. Fido must have his mouth swabbed for DNA. Later, any droppings not picked up can be tracked back. The dog owner caught not scooping the poop will be fined $250.
That seems fair to me. I hate stepping in dog poo.
How much does the test cost?
That's what
though?
I'm thinking.
I mean, are they going to put a lab in the apartment complex so that they can just test it right there? And that's what I love, you know, those DNA tests, because they always got to come back real quickly, right?
Yeah.
You know, because they only got an hour to solve the problem, the crime. So we'll see. All right, so you think that little kitten of yours is cute.
Oh, yes, it is.
Nope, he's a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, is that really a shocker?
According to a study by the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute and the Fish and Wildlife Service, they get the feds to do this, at least 1.4 billion birds die in the sharp, uncaring fangs of domesticated cats.
It's better than jumping off of buildings.
And there's...
hitting people's cars or flying into windmills. And by jumping off of buildings, I meant flying into buildings. It just came out wrong.
Oh, you're talking about birds. Oh, I was going to say, I'm trying to think of cats that are jumping up into windmills.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a happier
I'm
way for them to go.
I'm saying cats are not the only way that birds...
Yeah. There are as many as 47 million pet cats out there hunting for prey, and you add to that the tens of thousands, tens of millions of feral cats and strays. We are talking 1.4 billion, probably a lowball estimate. And the study shows the real number of birds killed by cats could be closer to 3.7 billion birds, not the 1.4 that they're saying up
You'll
front.
You'll never know.
The study's author says the domestic cat is one of the single greatest human-linked threats to the nation's wildlife.
So fierce.
To the nation's wildlife. Do you realize baby grizzly bears may die because of domesticated cats? How far can we take this? Hello?
Hey, man, look here. That could be a solution to a problem, those cats.
Tell me.
Have all the cat owners take their cats to the Kroger Center on Rock Creek.
Oh, outstanding. You are on it, Ted,
that
without a doubt.
Is brilliant.
Good job.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand-new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. McClellan with Texas A&M Physicians. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
I wish I could take credit for this. Had a caller who said, you know, with all the dog poop problems, we could have a new TV show called PSI. Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you doing that for us.
The Who was a nice touch.
Yeah, thank you.
Well played, sir.
Thank you. Poop scene investigator. Could work. Could work. Tomorrow's the last day we can do a show before the Super Bowl. Apparently, brothers are going to be coaching.
I hear that. One of them used to play in the NFL. He's quarterback for Chicago.
The survey that they had, they 37% of U.S. American adults said that they've bet on the outcome of a Super Bowl game in the past. 37%. The survey found that of those U.S. American adults who said they had bet on the Super Bowl, 90% said they lost money betting on the Super Bowl. 10% said they won $500 or more. 10%.
I've never bet in on anything that much in my life.
Wow. 12% said that they won between $200 and $500. And 43% said that they had won $100 or more. So, okay, see how that works out for you. So Louis Anderson was going to be in this diving celebrity show, right?
Remember we talked about it.
Well, in fact, he's not hosting the show. I thought that's what he was going to do. He's one of the stars who will be in the celebrity diving.
Cannonball!
It just bothers me terribly.
He's not a little man.
No, he's not. That's not. Hey, the News Network has hired, the CNN is making some changes there. The News Network has hired 2020 anchor Chris Cuomo away from ABC to host a new morning news show there. No word on what's going to happen to Soledad O'Brien, the current morning host. Also, the network has fired James Carville, Mary Matlin, and Eric Erickson. So they'll all be looking for new gigs. And it's okay. I don't think you have to
I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Carville wind up on Fox.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
I'd like to see Hannity and Carville.
He's an ugly man.
He truly, truly is.
He's not nice looking.
He's funny.
He is. Yeah, he is. Well, I mean, he's from Louisiana. What do you want? Latest weird trend on Facebook seems to be snowboarding in the nude, according to the Croatian Times. And, of course, that's who we always go to when we think about Facebook. A special Facebook page has been created catering to naked snowboard enthusiasts. Excuse me. Naked and snowboard. That just doesn't work.
It sounds painful.
It does. Because if you're going too fast and it's cold, that's not going to feel good. And heaven knows if you fall, it's not going to be nice. Followers are asked to submit a picture of themselves and their friends caught in the act of naked snowboarding. The movement began in Switzerland, but it's spreading around the world. One participant who stumbled onto the Facebook page said, "I told my friends we decided to do our own snap and submit at will." Another person added, "I thought it was a really great idea, and it was a lot of fun."
Why do all these people out there think that other people out there want to see them naked?
Don't know.
Because it's not true.
Can't tell you. Have no idea.
I'm just thinking about the fall.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Well, again, you're going fast.
Yeah, nudity aside, when the slopes ice up,
yeah, not going to feel good.
What about running into an ice-covered bush?
Yeah, any of those.
Prickly wood all over.
That'd be fun. 105-year-old California woman renewed her driver license. Edith Kirkmeyer tells Fox News, "I just couldn't imagine myself without a car. I just didn't feel very good." So there you go.
She renewed it. She can handle it.
105.
Get your belt buckles and cowboy hats ready and shine those boots for the biggest birthday party in town. Saturday, February 2nd at the Brazos County Expo. Get your tickets now for the Cattle Baron's Ball, Belt Buckles and Birthdays event benefiting the American Cancer Society. Get those boots to scootin' with headliner Brandon Ryder along with Bo Brumble and Haley Cole. Let's raise funds and have some fun for the fight against cancer. For tickets, visit BrazosCattleBaron'sBall.com. Or call 776-1464.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks,
dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs,
misfits, bookworms,
brains,
screwballs,
poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggieLandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me, a rocket scientist.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Well, since Prince Charles has nothing else to do, because he's never going to be the king of England.
Right.
I mean, he keeps sneaking up behind his mom going, boom, and it doesn't work. And,
that was bad.
Thank you. Commuters in London may have thought that they had boarded the wrong train yesterday when they saw who was sitting with them, traveling on the tube, none other than Prince Charles, the man next in line for British throne, if it works out, and his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. Charles and Camilla are usually driven around London privately, of course, though Charles' son, Prince William, and his wife, apparently, they are vowing to be more accessible. They do their own grocery shopping, for instance. But the prince and his wife only rode the train for a one-stop photo op to celebrate the Underground's 150th anniversary. They apparently spent 2 minutes and 47 seconds on the tube.
So, you want to know something about the tube?
All right.
It smells like chalk.
When
you go down and you're standing there and you're surrounded by just this cold air,
mm-hmm.
and it smells like first grade down there in the dark.
Does it?
Yeah.
To you again, yeah. Right? Others may.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay,
don't be surprised if you go see the tube and it smells like.
Okay, the Labrador Retriever holds its 22-year reign as America's top dog. The American Kennel Club's annual rankings of the most popular dog breeds shows that Labs are in the lead, with other large dogs moving up and the once popular smaller breeds such as the Yorkshire Terrier and the miniature poodle losing some ground. The number two is the German Shepherd. Then we got your Golden Retriever. Then number four is a Beagle. That's not a very big dog. Number five I do not get. Number five is a Bulldog.
Bulldogs are cute.
No, they're not. They're
I'd
ugly.
I'd rather have a Bulldog than a Beagle.
Okay.
Just barking continually.
They just get sick too much.
Yeah. Who, Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because their nose is all squished up in there.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yorkies are number 6. Boxers are number 7. 8 is a poodle. Number 9 is a Rottweiler. And we don't do 10, but I have to because number 10 is a dachshund.
You've broken your own rule because you've got one.
Well, I had to. That's exactly right. So there you go. Those are your most popular breeds if you want to have one of those. A Massachusetts man withdrew $1,800 from Sovereign Bank. Then he took it over to pay his mortgage at Citizens Bank, only to have $1,400 of it confiscated for allegedly being counterfeit.
What?
He got it from one bank, took it to another. They're saying $1,400 of the $1,800 counterfeit, except it wasn't. Wednesday, a rep from Sovereign Bank said the federal investigators had checked the 14 $100 bills and verified that they were, in fact, real. The man will be getting his money back from the Treasury Department inspectors if he hasn't already. That's kind of a yikes moment,
yeah,
I would think.
How did that
happen? I would be freaking out.
Yeah, I can't imagine how they got that wrong, but nonetheless, okay, on this date in history. Kind of a neat thing, 1930, 3M introduced this Scotch tape stuff.
Cool.
That's been pretty handy, worked out pretty well. All sorts of different types now, you know. Got that two-sided tape, so you don't have to do the little fold-over thing, so it works out.